three tips on buyers with conventional loan. Let's talk about it. We're talking about wholesaling real estate, of course. If you're not familiar with wholesaling as a real estate investing strategy, it is... Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about three tips on buyers with conventional loan. Let's talk about it. We're talking about wholesaling real estate, of course. If you're not familiar with wholesaling as a real estate investing strategy, it is simply the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing and attraction marketing, and then putting the property under contract, selling that contract for a fee, for a very lucrative fee. You can make anywhere from $5,000 to $82,000, which is my highest, honest to God. But in this episode, we're talking about the cash buyers aspect of things. We're talking about real estate cash buyers. You need cash buyers. Maybe not necessarily cash buyers, but you need buyers, okay? So basically, you put these properties under contract because you count on the market that contains cash buyers or end buyers to purchase these properties from you. These are investors looking for deals everywhere. Investors is a separate type of, it's a separate business role on its own. It's a completely different business model. Finding the deals is a completely different business model, okay? Now, there's a lot going on in the business. There's a lot going on everywhere. And we're going to talk about that on the next episode about the Illinois and all this kind of stuff, the laws in Utah, in Illinois. Is it illegal? Is it not legal? We're going to talk about that later. But in this episode, basically in this edition, I want to talk to you about you need motivated sellers and you need cash buyers. Motivated sellers are people that will, they're basically the only type of people that will give you a property at a deeply discounted, right? That's the only reason why they will sell you a property that's worth $200,000 for 130. A property that's worth $100,000 for $65,000. For $65,000 or 65% or below what the property is actually worth, if it was completely repaired, it's only motivated sellers, people that need to get rid of it, that would sell you in their right mind. Other people, if they don't have a reason to sell, they don't have a reason to sell. So basically, on the cash buyer end of things, you need buyers, okay? So the question came in today, and this person asked, does anyone have experience with wholesaling to a buyer who is getting conventional financing? First of all, let me just tell you something. A buyer is a buyer, okay? But I want to keep things in context. There's three tips I'm going to give you, because if you want to use conventional financing, meaning conventional mortgage loan, to purchase a property that you have under contract already that you want to wholesale to that buyer, if you want to do that, there are three things that you should know, and that's what I want to share with you in this video, okay? But let me explain what that means for people who may not understand what I'm talking about. The idea is you put a house under a contract and you sell that contract to somebody who has cash in the bank. They are ready to go. They have cash in the bank. They don't have to check with nobody. They care about the value of the property, but they're savvy about the market. They understand the market and they will do their own research without needing to hire an appraiser for $500 before they can figure out what the property. They do this. This is what they do. They have cash and they are ready to move. But also because they are ready to move and they have cash and there's fewer of them, they tend to pay lower, okay? They pay less because they can, because they have the luxury of cash. So if you want to move your deals faster and you have the room to do that in the contract, in the purchase price on your contract, then you do that. However, if you start operating in this market where there's a lot of wholesalers coming into the game, the competition is getting higher and higher. You speak to a seller and they've already spoken to 5, 6, 7 different wholesalers. That creates a different dynamics in the marketplace. So with that being said, buyers are very few. There's a lot of wholesalers. Why? Because the barrier of entry into wholesaling is lower, especially that people believe they can watch YouTube University and become a wholesaler. It's a different topic for a different day, but you get the point. The point is that it's a low entry barrier, so everyone and their moms and their pops are wholesalers right now. However, to be a cash investor or to learn how to raise cash or to learn how to build relationships with people that actually have cash requires certain type of skills that not everyone is willing to put in the work to learn. Marketing skills by itself, which every wholesaler should learn how to do, that also is a that's a higher barrier of entry, so most people are not going to take the time to learn how to market properly. If you look at my channel right now, we've done the hardest part of the work, which is getting our first 1,000 subscribers. Shout out to you if you're a subscriber on this channel. If you're not a subscriber yet, please click the subscribe button. We have about 1,700 right now, so we've done most of the hardest work. Right now, we're just on autopilot until things take off, right? However, with that being said, the hardest part of that work, or any part of endeavor in life, wholesaling, business, investor, investorship, marketing, the hardest part of it is learning the skills, and most people are not going to do that. And if you can just learn that, all of these questions will go away. But back to the main question, using buyers. Buyers with conventional mortgage loan. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. But there's a tip. There are three tips I want to share with you in order for you to make that happen. Number one, let me just share that with you. Number one, the house must be in a livable condition. It can be a completely run down, it can be a whole fire damage on one side of the roof. It needs to be in a livable condition, because the bank feel comfortable when a house is in a livable condition. That's the number one factor. If the house needs much more work than livable condition, you need to find cash buyers, okay, or somebody that's going to use the hard money. And by the way, expect that your hard money may be a little bit harder. It's just the way it works, okay? They scrutinize the deal a little bit more if it's not in a livable condition. There's a higher insurance premiums and stuff like that that they have to worry about. It's a higher risk, basically. The second tip I want to share with you is that double closing is preferred. Use double closing, okay? But more importantly, you need to use double closing with a title company that understand what they're doing. That's the third tip, okay? Let's go back to the second tip for a second. You need double closing is preferred to contract assignment. Don't do assignment, because when the bank sees that we're paying this $15, $20, $25,000 to some random, they're going to shut down the deal. That's just the way it's going to work, okay? So, provided there are no title seasoning requirements. If there are title seasoning requirements, then there are other methods you can use. That's where the third tip comes very handy. You need investor-friendly title company with experience. It's absolutely necessary. You need to talk to them. They will help you get through. But if you understand those three tips, then the rest of it is really, really simple. So let me go over that really quickly again. The house must be in a livable condition. Number two, use double closing. Contract assignment will get the deal shut down. Sometimes you may have to do LLC transfer, which is another topic entirely. If you can Google my name, LLC transfer, Ola Talks Abitogon, you will see another video entirely on that. It's an exit strategy, but again, the LLC selling to a bank, that may raise questions. That's why you need a third tip. You need an investor-friendly title company with experience in your local area to do this. And the best way to find it is to go back to tip number one. Go back to how to find cash buyer first number tip, which is visit your local REA. You will find title companies that are investor friendly, and they'll be able to help you with that. All right, so hopefully you've been enlightened and educated on this particular edition. I do have free books. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com to go get this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You need to read it 10 to 15 times in order for you to succeed and to survive in this game that we're getting into right now. You need to learn marketing. I can't deceive you. The second book I'm going to give you as a bonus is Real Estate Money Secrets. Okay, covers everything you need to learn about real estate investing. All right, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.